All right.
All right, another episode of Pals Podcast, a podcast for pals.
Yeah, good to see or good to hear from you again, Peen.
Yes, I did successfully cross the country.
Great. So, yeah, we're no longer in stately Peen Manor. Now we're bi-coastal.
Yes, yes, we're truly continental in nature.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm still in stately Peen Manor, but moved out of the recording studio up into the studio loft.
Oh, that yes, the annex.
Yes. Like a nice view of a nice, organic-friendly dry cleaners parking lot.
Right. Very luxurious, yes. Is there anyone playing ranchero music out in the parking lot today?
No ranchero music. I do get to listen to some heavy R&B music about 7:30 every morning.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Drifting in through the windows, my luxurious oversized windows with a nice view.
You should be like a 60-year-old about that, and get like a broom that you'll shake. You'll open the window and shake a broom and tell them to beat it.
I was thinking about being just an angry, hungover 30-year-old and saying, "Hey, shut the fuck up, assholes." but I could go for the 60-year-old style too. I mean, either one works, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like the phrase "beat it" isn't used enough these days.
Yeah, I heard JB Beanho was told to beat it when he took some lady's seat at a bar one time, and she just came over and looked at him and said, "Beat it," and he thought that was so funny that he did in fact beat it, as opposed to staying there and argue, which would be more more to JP's typical reaction.
Oh yeah, I mean the obvious reaction of JP is to react incredibly irrationally and escalate situations that don't need to be escalated.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure if she didn't just say "beat it," he would have been like, "Well, I don't see your name on the chair, you bitch," and then you know, no, some sort of.
I'd like to get JB Beanho on the show sometime. You know what I would like for him to deliver on the song he promised us 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was talking to him about it last night. You missed a good Columbia Pike party with me and JB. We went to La Bar and Grill.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Nothing too exciting happened. Basically, we just crop dusted various parts of the bar and then moved to other places.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And he complained about the lack of females there, didn't he?
Of course, of course. I mean, basically, what JB Beanho wants is like a club like atmosphere as far as hot chicks with, you know, cleavage showing and
yeah, scantily clad.
Mm-hmm, just something for him to enjoy there, but without like the shitty dance music, without, you know, being stuffed full of jabronis and
without being expensive.
Yeah, and be really cheap. Like, he wants a dive bar that hot chicks show up in really tight clothes to.
I mean, he lived next to Jay's. It's how Jay, I mean,
yeah,
in tight clothes. But Jay's at least has a better male to female ratio, I think.
A little bit better than La Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I don't know if you go to LA Bar and Grill to try to pick up a an all night bone-a-thon.
Yeah, but you don't have to go in there if you want to travel to the Bone Zone next. Unless you don't mind taking Denise the Panice to the Bone Zone.
Yeah.
She's always an available target at L.A.
Bar. Game, yeah.
Dune.
You know, I've noticed there's been a few, I mean, for trivia night, there's been a few more females there, but
yeah.
I guess they leave the second that trivia's over, so. Yeah.
Also, tables full of old people who know way too much trivia.
Yeah, yeah. And then also there's the weird guy who just sits there and drinks whiskey alone, doesn't participate in the game.
Yeah.
He reads the Washington Post.
He's a lot like the hat guy from Kitty O'Shea's when that place was still open.
Yeah, I remember him.
Remember hat guy? He just sat with his crossed legs at the bar and a weird hat.
Yeah, total weirdo. It's what JP will become.
Yes.
If Kitty O'Shea's were still in existence, that I can totally see JB Beanho becoming that in a.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 3 years.
I did try to talk to hat guy one time, and it turns
out
he told me he is actually JB Beanho's ghost from the bar's future.
Really?
Yeah, he was just there waiting for the ghost of JB Beanho present to be done with his bit. And then he would come visit JB. So he's literally JP in the future. But he's
literally.
But he's a ghost.
Yeah, not that far into the future either. I mean, we're talking 2 to 3 years from now.
Yeah, talking about a couple months.
Yeah, we're not talking about like when he's 60 or 50.
Right. I mean, he's already got a hat. He just doesn't wear the hat enough, I guess.
Yeah, he already crosses his legs like a woman.
Like a man born without any junk down there?
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm glad that we're truly continental in nature now. We've really expanded our scope.
Yeah.
We really see our demo moving here in the Southern California region.
Yeah, that'll be exploding soon.
Yeah. Once I order our merch T-shirt and start wearing it around downtown, I think we'll get a lot of attention.
Oh yeah, we'll do the little human billboard style.
Yeah, exactly.
What about some of the capital improvements and investments we've made into the program?
Well, at this point, I think we put in literally a 100% increase.
Yeah, we've doubled our capital budget.
Yeah, with a second microphone. We might be making a software purchase in the future for $25.
Yeah, another good CapEx.
So, I mean, at this point, we're, you know, approaching $100 in total capital investment in this project.
Yeah, and it's almost, I mean, it gets tricky now when you figure out how we have to deal with this, you know, accounting ways. Are we going to depreciate it in a straight line, you know? Are we going to amortize this purchase over the lifetime, the expected lifetime?
Yeah, I was thinking amortizing would probably be the way to go, but, yeah. I wonder if we can deduct this since we're literally making no money. I did check our merch sales last night, and not very high.
Not the activity.
That way.
It's not blowing up there?
No, let's say the amount that we've sold rhymes with hero. That figure that one out.
Rhymes with bilch.
Yeah.
Well, either way, that's still all something for Pal's accountant or Pal's CPA to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. You have a resident CPA there for now, so.
Who's a resident CPA?
Winstone.
He's still down in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, for now, but yeah. Then he can do our taxes.
Yeah, that'd be great when he comes. I mean, it's about time he starts pitching in a little bit.
Yeah, agreed.
All the shout-outs to his amazing tennis career that we've given him. Novak Djokovic, he's the guy.
I've seen a dime of his literally tens of millions of dollars of winnings also.
Yeah, annual earnings, not even lifetime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mr. Spean did make it back, though. She brought back the intern, Lucy.
That's good. Has she done anything to aid in this new show?
Mr. Spean said she ripped some terrible ass in the car ride up here, but other than that,
it's not surprising.
Nothing to help out.
I heard she was very gassy on the ride down also.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I think somebody was feeding her too many treats and spoiling.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Quick update. I forgot to check this last night, but I checked PALS podcast just now.
Mm-hmm.
No episode this week.
Oh, no episode. Oh, well.
They haven't posted one. They usually have it up by the time we do our podcast, but I'm wondering if we've maybe completely demoralized them with a strong showing by the pals this week.
Yeah, they just completely obliterated them with our withering assault of fat rhymes and beats.
Yeah.
I did notice.
I guess they had no response. I mean, at one point, do we consider this a battle victory?
Well, I mean, our ratings are still higher. We have half of the extra star than they do.
That's true, yeah. I noticed we did it. One of our pals decided to give them 2 stars instead of 1 star.
I found that interesting, but maybe it looks more realistic. That's a good review.
I mean,
we should read those because we should reward those who actually followed through with your plan. I didn't actually expect anybody to give them negative reviews, but...
And we did it really put some thought into this writing.
Yeah, this one's pretty good. The review is called Can't Fool Me. There's 2 stars by We Did It. And it says, I don't want the government in my bedroom or my paycheck, but they need to do a better job policing iTunes. This is false advertising. I just listened to 34 episodes of this podcast before I realized it wasn't about real pals. That's a day of my life I'll never get back. A day of my life that would have been better spent crafting daggers and skirum. How can they let these guys call themselves pals when they are not even the real pals? Why is pals even an acronym? How did this get categorized under comedy? Lots of question marks there and exclamation points. If this couldn't be about real pals, why could it not at least be about Lorenzo Lamas telling anecdotes about his days playing Reno Reigns on the classic TV show Renegade? I don't even know if an actual crime has been committed here, but I'd like to think so. As Abraham Lincoln once said, you can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool me with your lying podcasts. I'm no fool. Neither am I, Abe. Neither am I.
It's probably the best review.
Yeah, it's definitely the best positive or negative review. I like the shout-out to Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to Andrea and Lorenzo's lame response if they're able to do it. But...
Yeah, and there's another negative review by Phil Krug.
Yes.
Who some people will recognize the name. He's a legend in Milburn High School. It's called Lesser Pals. It says, if you want a true podcast for pals, stay away from these jokers. Which, short but to the point, implying that this is not the true podcast for pals and that those that are perpetrating this false falsity are jokers.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I would have liked to have seen a reference to a general gayness of geocaching, but okay.
I thought about a good a way that they could make geocaching cooler, is if they did a rap but called it "Geocache Rules Everything Around Me."
Yeah,
you know the Wu-Tang song.
No, that completely flew over my head.
I forgot that you're not a big fan of the Wu. So there's a really good song called Cream, which stands for Cash Rules Everything Around Me. And I figure since pals are so into, one, useless acronyms, and also geocaching, they could kind of put a play on that, on those words. Geocache Rules Everything Around Me. I thought that was pretty good, but it depends on you knowing what the song
is. Yeah, you know, I'll leave it up to you. If you want to write that rap, I'll certainly be a fan of it.
Well, you know, we did get some feedback on the rap that I
from who
that I performed. Well, this was through back channels. This wasn't through the typical reviews or online. But it basically just said somebody wrote on my Facebook wall, "You rap for shit," and then I got a text saying, "Not gonna lie, the rap was pretty lame."
Who is this worthless Vita?
One of the Vita was the first one.
I saw he posted something on my Facebook about me calling him worthless.
He is worthless.
Ugh! But I just looked on our blog. I see the judge also posted on the. For some reason, he comments on the blog, which is exactly what we made fun of Vita for earlier in the podcast.
What did he write on our? I don't even go to our blog.
He said, "I'd love a taste of that beet you created," and beet is spelled B-E-E-T, like the food.
What?
And then he sounds delicious.
Like a can of beets.
So we're going to have a good, I believe we have a good Juge Twitter discussion for this episode, don't we? Maybe later in the episode?
Yeah, we can go into Juge's tweet.
You covered a real nugget a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. Smooth segue into what Andrew Juge's tweets here. He's got a very active Twitter account, literally thousands of tweets on it. And one of them came in, it said, "Matt Lauer makes $25 million a year. Well, that explains why I can't sell my condo. Hashtag pals podcast worthy tweet." Which it was nice that he name dropped pals podcast, but I don't understand any bit of that. Like, I don't.
No, I didn't understand it either. And also, we would have had to have been following that hashtag to, I think, to have been notified of
right.
It,
but... Yeah, we definitely don't use Twitter, right? We just, I mean, all I do is I pull up the website and I scroll down Juge's tweets. I don't get like notifications when Pal's podcast gets hashtagged or whatever.
Right. Because I'm sure the money that's going into Matt Lauer's pocket is coming right out of the local Charlottesville real estate purchasing market. Also,
I totally don't get the connection here. Also, why is it surprising that Matt Lauer makes $25 million a year? Like, that's how much like athletes and movie stars make a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Katie Couric makes like $50 million.
He's an entertainer and a pretty famous guy, so if you want him to host your TV show, I guess that's how much you got to pay him.
Yeah. I mean, Drew Brees makes $20 million. He just throws a ball. So
he just loses conference playoff games divisional playoff games.
Yeah, single-handedly.
Yeah. And then connecting that to – well, and then not only connecting it to home values and the housing market in Charlottesville, Virginia – but also Pal's podcast, I guess, because he's talking about a celebrity, and we made fun of his Angelina Jolie ones. Where who was he? Who did he tweet about? Demi Moore.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, Kushter.
Yeah, I mean, we usually make fun of him when he tweets about things that you could only learn from watching either Entertainment Tonight, Extra, what's the other one? TMZ, which, of course, us educated people don't watch, but.
Yeah, you'd only get knowledge of that if your spare time was spent in the lamest of ways.
Yeah, like reading Perez Hilton, which I wouldn't put past him.
Of course not.
Yeah. You know, I saw him on Sunday, the first phase of the Transcontinental Drive. His wife, we were talking about the podcast, and his wife was, "Oh, is this that show where you make fun of Juge's tweets?" like in a disapproving way.
I thought for a while I thought you were still talking about Perez Hilton. I'm like, you saw Perez Hilton?
Oh, no. I would have punched him in the groin.
Yeah. So Mrs. Splooge did not appreciate the fact that we make fun of his tweets?
Yeah, I didn't think so, although she was really hungover, so it might have just been that, but
oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there's an easy fix for that. Tell your husband to stop making terrible tweets.
Yeah, tell him to stop being such a bag about it.
Oh, hey, speaking of tweets, I got a good tweet here. We can play the whose tweet is it? You want one of those? Okay.
I'm really bad at it, though.
I know. You even got called out by the fake pals for not knowing whose tweet is whose.
Yeah, I know.
And then they pronounced Jug's name wrong. Okay, but you ready? We got two tweets here. All right, here's the first one.
right.
We'll have to get the intro song to play at some point, but all right. All right, tweet number one. Who's going to Long Beach for the annual Long Beach Ass Bleach 2012? Hashtag back to the bleach.
Well, Juju was a big fan of visiting California when he came out for my bachelor party, so I wouldn't put it past him to be planning a trip out to beautiful Long Beach, California. So,
He's a big fan of ass bleaching too, isn't he?
yeah, he was a big proponent of it in school,
Right.
trying to get the rest of us to do it.
Everybody in your fraternity was like, "Dude, lay off with the ass bleaching. I think that's enough."
Yeah, I know. Except for Schmavid Schmeigel, who
He
became a real devotee to
was
the ass
an
bleaching.
early adopter. All right, well, here's the second one. No need to make a decision just yet, but here's the second one here. This is tweet number two. Great effort by LSU. Kentucky is just too good. Hope the Hornets can land Anthony Davis.
Oh, well, Johnny Ryan loves LSU.
Loves.
Who doesn't love large land-grant universities and their sports programs
Yeah.
more than Johnny Ryan? So,
Student athletes taking time off of their busy academic schedules to play a little round ball.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When they can squeeze it between their physics class and their pre-med midterm or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. All that busy schoolwork and dissertation defending, all that stuff.
But yeah, I mean, they are truly student athletes with a stress on student.
So I like how you talked it out with the reasoning there and some good critical thinking you used there to apply to the game of whose tweet. I take it now then your answer is going to be first tweet about the ass bleaching is that's
Yes, the bleaching, that's clearly Jude.
yeah, and the LSU and Kentucky basketball.
Obviously, Johnny Ryan.
Right. Okay. Well, and your streak of losing this
Oh.
game continues. I'm sorry to tell you, Peen, but Juge was actually making an insightful comment that Kentucky is a better basketball team than LSU. And Johnny Ryan was excited about the annual Long Beach Ass Bleach 2012.
Man, who could have guessed that?
That's why it's a game. That's why it's exciting, because we never know until the very end there.
Man, yeah, so, all right, so I guess that was another segment of Juju's worthless tweets
You just bugging tweets,
for this week. So we teased something for last week, and I'm hungry. So
Oh, right, yeah, it's got to be what time is it over there in the West Coast?
it's 1:10.
1:10.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're ready to chow down into some lunch.
I am, yes. The new Taco Bell Doritos Locos Tacos. I'll assume you were too lazy to drive 2.5 miles to the Taco Bell to pick one up.
I definitely did not drive to the Taco Bell. I stuffed myself with two taquitos, maple sausage roller, and the new potato and bacon hash brown roll thing.
Right, and you were telling me earlier that the new potato bacon one is not very tasty.
Right, the potato bacon. They basically just, it's like somebody took like a McDonald's hash browns and just squeezed it into a log, and then there's some flakes of bacon in it.
Can we agree that the McDonald's hash brown is not very good?
No.
Grossly overrated by a lot of people.
Yeah, as some pals listeners would know them as hardcore hash browns, because they're good when it's 4 in the morning and they have a 24-hour McDonald's.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't know if you're familiar with Jack in the Box that much, but I've always been a big fan of it.
I'm familiar a little bit with their menu.
Okay, they serve these I mean, it's like a normal burger fast food place, but it's also they have like I don't know. They had a gyro for a little bit. But their one main thing that they have is two tacos for 99 cents. They're like these deep fried tacos with ground beef in the middle of them.
Yes, I'm aware. Yeah, I know. They always have to have the an interesting menu item to compete against the big guys.
Yeah, but I was driving by the Jack in the Box last night, and I saw that the downtown San Diego Jack in the Box offers, if you buy any combo meal, you get two free tacos if you order between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. So
Wow.
how much more blatant can your marketing be for the for the stoner audience?
Yeah, your target market for people ordering between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. It's narrow.
Pretty narrow.
Yeah. Are we getting a little?
I like how some dude with like a master's in marketing came up with that concept, and I wonder how he pitched it to. I mean, they must know who their customers are.
Some guy probably did some research and was like, "Stoners buy a lot of shitty food between the hours of 10 and 4, and I think if we offer them this selection, we'll be able to grab a nice slice of that pie."
Yeah, I like the next step there would be for Jack in the Box to open up a marijuana dispensary next to it.
That's a pretty good idea, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you're a master of business. Maybe this is something we should be looking into.
I mean, there is going to be a boom of, like, legal marijuana dispensaries at some point in, like, most parts of this country, right? I mean
there already is in California, yeah. I think.
It's only a matter of...
I stopped in Tucson to pick up a bacon-wrapped hot dog when I drove across the country.
Mm, good idea.
So, yeah, every block they have a marijuana dispensary that they just paint the entire building green. And then they call it a pain relief clinic, and then they go through the effort of coming up with a fake name that's not just like Weed and More.
Right.
They call it a clinic, and then in front of it they just put a sandwich board out with a big marijuana leaf that says prescriptions available.
Right.
So I didn't understand why they were being coy about the name. I feel like this could be a real franchising opportunity for someone.
Right, yeah, definitely got to corner that market, become the Subway of the marijuana dispensaries. I'm curious, too, like, what, you know, why they feel like they need to disguise certain aspects of the...
I mean, what they're selling is legal, so I don't really know why they'd have to be, coy about it.
Why be coy? You're selling pot.
Yeah.
Anybody with a little card that their shitty doctors gave them.
Yeah, well, you go to a special doctor who specializes in only giving out the card.
Right,
so.
Yeah. It's not on your medical plan, but...
Yeah, no, because I was looking into... We have, like out in D.C., you guys have a city paper. We have some equivalent of it.
The weekly alternative.
Yeah, the weekly alternative. And the last three pages of the one here is just nothing but coupons for different doctors or marijuana dispensaries.
I mean, it's... Easy money just sitting out there for the taking, and, you know, now you don't have to be, like, a drug dealer on the streets and worried about getting robbed all the time. I mean, I guess you don't have to worry about getting robbed, but it's not...
Now the money won't be going to Sinaloa cartel or whoever.
Right. And, like, Air Jordans for people that sell them.
Yeah.
Well...
Where were we? Oh, yeah, Munchie. So I'm really hungry, so I'm gonna... I guess I'll be only eating this. You'll be listening to me crunch
yeah,
those
we're
tacos.
Not doing...
What's up?
Yeah, I just said no simulcasting of the Doritos crunch. Sounds
That's
pretty
too
crispy
bad. There. What's that?
Sounds pretty crispy.
Yeah, I'm unwrapping it right now. So, if you're not familiar with it, it's a nacho cheese Dorito in shell form.
Hmm.
Taco Bell has it comes in like a normal. It comes in a little card, so it's in like the Taco Bell paper.
Yeah.
But the actual taco comes in this inside of the paper. It's inside of this cardboard thing, so that the cheese dust doesn't get on your hands while you eat it.
Oh, very thoughtful. Very, very.
Yeah, and you just slide the taco forward.
Nice technological improvement there, Taco Bell.
Yeah, they probably spent literally tens of millions of dollars on developing this, but
well worth it. Good investment.
Oh, man, this is good.
And you can taste the Dorito. Does the Dorito take away from any of the regular taco outside?
No, this is amazing.
Is it?
This needs to be your lunch for tomorrow or dinner for tonight.
I think I will be making a stop at some point. There's no way I'll be able to avoid getting one of these soon. There's feedback going on with the Skyping right now. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it a little bit. We might want to start using headphones. Now that we're not in the same room,
yeah,
it might make. Although whoever does the music probably can't use the headphones.
Mm-hmm. This kind of live broadcasting that you're not going to hear on some of those other podcasts. This is us working through our issues live on the air.
Yeah, live.
Yeah, it's a real...
And the other thing is, I'm also stealing Wi-Fi because I don't have internet installed yet. So I've only got 2 bars on Wi-Fi, so that might be contributing to the issue.
Oh, yeah, it's not blazing speeds that we have with Fios here.
Yeah.
Well,
man, peeling the taco is... You really got to get this.
Yeah, you're in flavor country right now?
Yeah, like I kind of wish Doritos just came in as big of a chip as the shell.
Mm.
It'd be a lot better.
Yeah. You could put more things on it, use it for more dipping options. It's basically, you just want more cheese dust on your tortillas.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't just started selling the cheese dust.
It's in a bag, just put it on stuff.
Yeah. It probably doesn't have any calories or anything. It's all chemicals.
How could it not have any calories?
Well, I don't know. I've got all that bacon salt that I put on everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any calories.
I bet it has some calories.
Diana bought this cheese dust stuff to put on popcorn and whatever else. That didn't have any calories either. It's just artificial chemicals and flavorings.
Well, probably causes a lot of cancer, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm already going to get that, so.
But yeah, then you could be like Weigel with his Old Bay.
He put that on everything, didn't he?
Yeah, he would literally, like, he would basically have a spoonful of salt and he poured Old Bay on it and then he just popped it in his mouth.
Ugh, Weigel's disgusting.
So, did you finish, polish off the taco?
Yeah, I'm going to give that 4 out of 5 stars. That might be my, might be my go-to item at Taco Bell.
So on a scale of 7 to 11, that's a 10.
That's a 10, yeah. Yeah, I highly recommend you get one this weekend.
I'll probably go there for dinner. It's looking to be a slow Saturday night. I got a little bit banged up last night at L.A. Bar and Grill, as I was saying.
Yeah.
With JB.
No, I haven't talked to Mr. Spean about what she's doing, but
yeah.
Guessing Matthew Schmogel doesn't have any plans or anything.
I heard Schmogel and Spani might be going to a movie.
Okay, that sounds pretty middling.
They did go to the Black Keys concert at the Verizon Center last night.
Yes, I saw they posted like 1,000 pictures on Facebook for it.
Oh, did they?
I don't even know who the Black Keys are.
I didn't really know them either, but apparently it was a big deal. I mean, DC doesn't get a lot of cultural events.
Is that really cultural, though? I mean, top 40 music?
I don't know. Are there top 40?
Oh, no.
It's here. Don't you miss your turn, Keen?
Yeah, I do.
Come here, Lucy. Yeah. Okay, speak of the microphone. Well, that's our filter.
All right, then she's going to leave, right? Immediately?
No, she's up on my laptop. She's not going anywhere.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking up the Black Keys right now. I don't recognize any of these songs or any of their albums.
Yeah, well, you know, I just use Spotify now. That's how I found that song that he played on the intro.
Yeah.
It was by M83. I've never heard of these guys, but it's number 11 on the Spotify top tracks.
Oh, well, you're really expanding your horizons.
Yeah. It's what all the kids are listening to, that and Skrillex, apparently. Skrillex is huge, and Flo Rida and Adele. That's our Adele?
Yeah, yeah. All the kids love Adele, I think.
Apparently. I mean, I like to stay hip. I like to be tuned in and plugged into the hot new music scene.
Yeah, I do too, but every time I put on you guys have, what is it, DC 101 or whatever? They don't ever play any new music, though. They just play Red Hot Chili Peppers from 10 years ago.
Oh, you mean the rock station, yeah. Basically, rock stations are classic rock stations now, like by deep.
Yeah, it's like classic, but not from 1975 anymore. It's classic from, like, 1994.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I guess it's supposed to appeal to our demographic, but it doesn't really appeal to me. It's annoying.
Yeah, sometimes I like, it'd be nice to have something new to listen to besides again, that everybody owns.
Red Hot Chili Peppers sucks. It always sucked.
Really? I thought you, like, aren't they your California dudes?
No, they're annoying. I hate them. All their songs sound the same. They suck. They get played a billion times a day. They're the worst.
Well, they're, I don't know. I don't really dislike them. I kind of enjoy them, but they're kind of like rock music that, like, pretty much is.
It's rock music that stupid people like.
I was gonna say it offends.
Except you, Spay. But I mean, I guess that's the type of reasoning that stupid people like. Though they don't like little annoyances or anything. They also don't like adjusting or developing taste for anything.
They don't like challenging music like the Aquabats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's those people that I enjoyed the Doritos Locos Taco, but the Doritos Locos Taco was developed for people that like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, you know, I probably will like this Doritos Taco, and I kind of like Red Hot Chili Peppers, so maybe this is for me. It's life.
Could be, yeah, it could be.
Oh, Lucy's blind.
Why is she whining?
Because I won't let her down.
What does she want to do? Go fart somewhere?
Probably. Here, Lucy, you can get off the fart chair. See you, Lucy. Okay, she left.
All right, what else is on our agenda for today? I don't get to see your show notes anymore.
Yeah, so I do have a couple things here. I did want to talk about a movie that I was watching right before this one came on, right before this podcast. Let me pull up some quotes here. Let me see if you can guess this movie. It's a famous movie. Let me read some quotes. All right. Here we go. We are in a state of emergency, and my word is law. There's only one boss around here, and it's me, the HNIC. That's one of the quotes. If you can't control it, how can you teach it? Discipline is not the enemy of enthusiasm. Any clues? Any ideas?
No, I'm not sure. Judge Dredd?
No, but good guess. This is from the late 80s. Let's see if I can find another quote.
Not RoboCop?
No, not RoboCop. Find a good quote. Oh, here we go. They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman.
So is it Batman?
No, it's not Batman. What about, where's this one? It's about, it's a strong, well, it does have a strong male lead. He goes around trying to help a kid named Sam's. He says, Sam's, you want to kill yourself? Don't fuck around. Do it expeditiously.
I don't know. Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, you're going more the other route. It's about an educator in New Jersey on the East Coast named Joe Clark, and it's Lean on Me.
Oh,
you ever
okay.
See that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it a long time ago.
They kind of had a West Coast analog for that one about Jaime Escondido or whatever. Escalante.
Yeah,
Escalante.
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah, before his career defining role as Commander Adama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a good one. It's based in New Jersey, not too far from where I grew up. A real shitty town called Patterson. And he turns around East Side High, except in real life the town and the school are still kind of shitty.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, has some good lines, some quotes. I was enjoying it. Oof. What's up with that? Yeah, things are kind of flying off the rails now.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was a fun segment called What Was Spey Watching on TV Right Before the Podcast?
Yeah. Similarly, I was I don't have cable, nor am I getting cable for the foreseeable future.
Nice. Cut the cord.
The only thing I can watch is it seems to be local news, which gets played almost 24 hours a day on the networks here.
Nice.
Or ESPN3 on the Xbox.
Hmm.
Which is particularly terrible, because right now all they show is basketball, which is the most boring sport to watch.
I imagine there's lots of NCAA basketball right now.
A lot of obscure conference basketball.
Yeah. You could watch the Vermont Catamounts play their way in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, if I'm lucky.
As an extra bonus treat. Well, so you got the Xbox. I noticed it was gone there, but the DJ Hero that I bought used is just sitting there lonely.
Yeah, well, the DJ Hero CD was left in the Xbox, so I actually have the disc.
Oh, but you don't have the toy fake turntables that you need.
Yeah, so I can just sit in this empty apartment and listen to the tunes, but I can't mix anything.
Right. You can listen to some sweet some mashups.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good $18, $21 purchase or whatever, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think I might get the second one now. DJ Hero 2, and just pop that guy in.
Yeah, I mean, you can bring it out here for the Pals Comic Con meetup.
Yeah, can't wait for that. I got approved for that credit card with the Super Miles, right?
Yeah, did it show up yet?
No, not yet. But then all I got to do is make one purchase, and then those miles just become mine, right?
Yeah. So are you going to get onto the train of just exploiting credit card companies for maximal miles?
Probably not. I don't really travel all that much, but maybe we'll see.
Yeah, but why not? They're giving them to you.
It's a lot of work.
It's not that much work. You fill out an application.
It's a lot of work, Keen.
I don't know why you and Schmogel were being so negative about it.
I'm not negative about
Schmogel. Schmogel's about to get two tickets out here, and he's unwilling to just sign up for a single credit card that will pay for all of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he doesn't. He seems just like anti the whole idea. I'm fine with the idea. I'm just not going to go to the lengths that you did. I mean, I did sign up for that card. I'm going to get those miles, but I'm not going to.
I don't know. You were being pretty suspicious. Like you thought this was one of those if it's too good to be true deals.
I think the way you portrayed it is too good to be true, but I'm sure there is some, like, if you put the work in, I'm sure you could get some benefit from it, but I don't want to put the work in. I'm not some schmuck here whose time's not worth anything. I have important things to do, like podcasting and watching Leon Me on Ion Channel.
Oh, I wish I miss Ion Channel. I kind of miss having channels.
It's positively charged TV.
Yeah.
It's good. Good. Those channels are always good for just showing like movies that you just put on in the weekend when you're all hungover and eating four taquitos.
Yeah, I miss like the Universal HD channel.
Yeah.
Just like Comedy Central always has movies on weekends.
Yeah.
I kind of miss that.
And FX, when they don't have their original programming, they have like Die Hard or some good action
movies. Yeah.
And you can just leave it on in the background. You have to focus on it. You can focus on eating those four taquitos that you've just purchased.
Yes.
Put your energy where it's better used, and the movie can just kind of be on.
Exactly.
Right. Speaking of fun entertainment, Delocated, I'm glad that's kind of caught on.
It's really blowing up.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, it's on Adult Swim, and it stars John, who wears a mask because he's in the witness relocation program, but he also has a reality show program. And the real fun comes in when he gets a potato skins bar, and he asks his bodyguard and friend, guess how many skins I can fit in my mouth? And the bodyguard says, I don't know. So then John says, 4. Get it? 4 skins in my mouth. So that was another good bit of what's a good bit from a TV show. Another good segment.
All of this Bone Zone stuff is pretty great also.
Oh, yeah, the last episode where someone remixed his trademark, his what do they call it? Just phrases?
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase, yeah. Bone Zone's a pretty good catchphrase.
Also, All Night Bone-a-thon, that's a good catchphrase also.
Yeah.
Also, how great was it when he's boning Merminsky's girlfriend in the cemetery? It's got like Sergei taking a picture, and then it pans over to the right, and the bodyguard's just standing there.
Yeah, his bodyguard's pretty good. And then Yevgeny Merminsky with his knock knock vodka jokes.
I'm gonna rewatch the Skins episode today, I think.
That's a good choice. Do you have it on your Do you have it on your computer for?
I'm gonna illegally download it.
Yeah.
I mean evaluate it.
You're gonna evaluate it.
Yeah.
You're good. I might try to watch the first season. I haven't seen all of them yet.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched any of them. Maybe I'll just download the whole first season. I'm sure that's funny.
Yeah, why don't you evaluate every episode they've ever done of the show?
All right, fine. I will. Nothing else to do.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Let's get to our Sal and Richard bit for the week.
Ah yes. Hopefully this will play without too much technical difficulties. You listen to you traveled across the country. And you need something to listen to during your drive, correct?
Yeah, so I listened to 29 episodes of Loveline by the time I crossed the country.
That's a lot of Dr. Drew.
Yeah, a lot of Dr. Drew, a lot of Adam Carolla. But it's Adam Carolla at his best.
Yeah. Did they talk
about full power? I had 3 hours of YouTube videos of Sal and Richard's Tradio. So I listened to literally every Tradio. And then I turned on SiriusXM on my phone. And they're still doing Tradios once in a while, and I happen to hear one of the new ones, which is pretty good also.
That is good. Maybe that'll make it onto the best of Tradio compilation.
That's the only hope.
Someone needs to make. Hey, when you were listening to Loveline, did they bring up Hobo Power?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I really like Hobo Power. That's kind of what first like turned me on to Carolla, is randomly listening to Loveline when he just starts talking about Hobo Power. That's how you measure someone's stink.
Right, because there's no measure of stink in existence already.
Right. For like luminosity, you use candle power.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, you know, 20 candle power or whatever, but hobo power is like you ripped a fart, that is the power of like 3 hobos.
Yeah, I think 100 hobo power is literally puking on like the first whiff. It has to be a physical reaction like that.
Stomach, literally stomach twitching.
So like a fart would usually be between 20 and, I don't know, 35 maybe.
Mm-hmm. So a 3 hobo power is not that big of a fart.
No, 3 hobo power would be very weak.
It's kind of just like, oh, you farted, nice, good for you.
Yeah, like an average silent but deadly, I think, would come in around 30, 35.
Gotcha. And like maybe a smooth belch, depending on what you'd just been eating, that would be in like the teens maybe.
Yeah. Unless you literally been eating feces, and then you could probably catch up to 50.
That's always good to come in to remember when someone rips a smooth belch in your face, and you go, man, that was a hobo power of over 50. I assume you have been eating feces. And then the person can just say, like, wow, how'd you know? And it's like, oh, I have a very finely tuned sense of hobo power.
Let's start using hobo power more.
Yes, definitely.
One thing on Tradio I picked up on is Richard Christie loves talk. I don't know how many times I heard him use the phrase, yeah, it's for my grandson, Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty.
Probably like 50 times.
Yeah, that was.
And then the other thing Sal always does is he'll get on the phone and he'll be like, hey, Phil, it's good to talk to you. All right, let's get down to business.
Yeah, all right, let's get down to business here. I got a whiff ball bat, a little bit of fecal stains on it. Yeah, and then Richard Christie definitely has his grandson who just learned to pump off.
That's a jizz stain.
Double jizz yep, stain on it.
Got to use laptop, jizz stain on the keyboard.
Yo, and then the guy's like, I don't want to hear about the stain. Just keep going.
Yeah, and then it cuts right into Richard Christie with Rusty pumping off. Like, hey, I got an armoire. It's got some jizz stains on it.
My favorite is when they hang up and then they think it's real, so someone calls back and is like, yeah, I'm calling about the keyboard with some jizz stains on it.
And the clip that you've got, I mean, there's always the Ethel character Richard Christie does, but this is the only one I heard of his new British character.
Yes, Simon
Buckingham.
Yeah. All right, let's go to it.
Okay, I was going to do the news thing here, but first, I know that Sal and Richard worked on this. They did another Swap and Shop call.
Uh-huh.
And this is Sal calling into Swap and Shop, and then Richard doing his famous English, his British character, Simon Buckingham.
This is a debut.
Yes. Ooh. This is his famous British character,
this
Richard.
This is a new character.
Richard has been branching out.
He's a regular.
How's the sound, Keen?
It's good. Sounds good.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption, but, you know, like I said, we're peeling back the curtain back to how things are really done here.
Let's continue. Yeah.
Meryl Streep with those accents.
And get the next caller. Swap Shop, good morning.
This is John Hine. How are you, Jack?
Okay.
Well, anyway, you're familiar with the Lucky Rabbit split?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Magic Gloria, I purchased a similar item. It's called the Lucky Camel Toe. It's about 5 inches thick.
All right.
And the camel toe's groove is pretty moist, so you can hold things in there like paper clips and post-it notes.
Okay.
It's brought me years of delight, and I'm selling this camel toe for $10.
Okay.
My phone number is...
There you go. Thank you, sir. Have a good
bless
night.
You, Jack. Have a great one, pal.
Swap Shop, good morning.
Hello, Jack. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, sir.
My name's Simon Buckingham. I actually just moved here from England, and I'm not really familiar with your show. I was having my morning tea in Crumpets, and I'm just, what do you actually do there?
Well, listen, I'm tied up right now, sir. I'll call you later.
Well, I have a couple of items for sale.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have for sale a used caulk ring. It's for sealing bathroom tiles with a caulking gun. You use caulk to correct?
Mm-hmm.
The ring wraps around the caulk to ensure a tight seal. I'm asking $15 for that. I also have a used mechanics toolbox for sale. The toolbox includes a monkey wrench, French tickler ring, and a jizz rag. The toolbox is made by Snap-on, asking $80 for that. Are you still with me, John?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
All righty. I'm just here smoking a fag and enjoying your show. I also have a reach-around curved shaft broom. Gets into those tight, dark spaces. It's like new, only used twice. And if you have hard-to-reach spots in your area, then you need a reach-around. So, Jack, if you'd like a reach-around, just call me. My number is 88-24.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'd like to put some stuff up for sale.
All righty. We got the Chicken Lover's Gift Basket. That's homemade.
Okay.
It comes with a recipe book, which includes buffalo wings and homemade cop cheese. And the cop cheese is all natural. It's a bit salty, but it is delicious. And you can reach us at 967.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you.
Little cock cheese.
Oh, this is the greatest show of all time.
All the time they're doing it. All the time.
That is freaking great.
Those boys love to mess with Swap Shop and all that Tradio stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds pretty great.
Yeah, I like how Simon Buckingham told the guy on Tradio, if you'd like a reach around, just give me a call. And then
after listening, yeah, you know, to like 3 hours of this. I don't know how the host doesn't know their voice. They don't really change your voice that much.
Yeah, and
Sal pretty much sounds the same every time.
Yeah, I guess you gotta like listen. They probably do a good job of sounding like the people that call in.
Yeah.
So that the people doing the show are probably so like numb and inured to, you know, taking morons and shitty calls and whatnot that when, you know, they come in, they do it. They disguise their voice enough. I don't know.
Yeah, I also listen to every Yankees talk call also.
With Jonah.
Yeah.
I like those. That was the first one I heard live on Stern listening to.
Yeah.
He just kept calling back about the weather and then alternating between Sal and Richard, and Sal just being disgusting as possible, and then Richard would just say, "Hey, how about that heat you're getting up there?" Good stuff.
Yeah. What else? Anything else on our agenda for the week?
I got a Vita story. That's kind of good.
Any video responses this week?
No video responses, and I'm not playing that one again for the third time.
All right, good.
This one is, Vita is, back to Vita doing stuff, you know, for basically just attention. He's like weird, but not in a clever way sometimes. So when we were in college and we're walking around, so where we went to school, there was no malls, there was no real downtown activity. So you could kill a lot of time by just going to Walmart and just shopping around there. That would be like a big event of the week for you. So we went to Walmart, and back then the different departments, I don't know if you remember, but they had a gun in their hunting section. They had a gun section.
Yeah, they had a huge gun section.
Mm-hmm. And they sold various firearms. No submachine guns, but some serious guns. Lots of ammunition. And Vita decided it would be hilarious if he bought a rifle. So he bought the cheapest gun they had. Which it's basically like a pellet gun, but like a tiny step up, like a .22 rifle. It's like a starter gun, I assume. I don't know much about the gun world. I'm not too well versed in all the different gun things. But so he bought this gun because he'd be like, "Oh hell, I bought a gun at Walmart. That's crazy." So he spent like about $100 on this gun. And then he still lived. This is sophomore year, so he still lived in the dorms because he got kicked out of the dorms freshman year and then wasn't in a fraternity sophomore year. That's a whole nother story. So he gave his gun to one of his friends on the football team that was from the South and has guns, I guess. And Vita never saw the gun again.
Nice work, Vita.
Yeah. So he basically just bought a gun because he thought it'd be like outrageous and incredible, and then he just gave it to someone who was obviously not a big deal at all. And that was the end of owning a gun or having $80 for Vita.
Vita.
Yeah. What a dum-dum.
Yeah.
Now he's going
to
get his...
I'd like to get another video response from Vita with him laying on his bed with no shirt on, just staring at his laptop.
Yeah, with the laptop that's clearly on the floor. Yeah. Him just struggling to come up with some coherent response.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the gauntlet has been thrown down once again, Vita. Feel free to respond any way you'd like.
Yes, we look forward to it.
Yeah, and send back any feedback from any kind, good or bad. I'm surprised Juge. I told Juge to send us his thoughts because he said something about listening to the podcast and wanting to know who Mr. Spean was.
That's because Juge replies on the blog instead of on iTunes.
Yeah, not real good. That's not the preferred method. But
I guess we'll be getting some complaints this week on technical production.
Really sounds like shit right now. You're barely coming in on my end.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
It was okay the first half an hour.
Yeah, I don't know why it got worse and worse, but I think it's some headphone things.
Combined with slow internet, but I'll have internet on Monday, so next week should be a lot better.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
All right, that's about all I got on these notes here.
That's about all I got. We've got a busy afternoon of sitting here alone with no friends and not knowing anyone. Not comfortable going anywhere on my own. So
what do you mean you can't go out on your own? Aren't you like right in the middle of downtown? I just saw on this map.
I know, but everyone else has friends.
Why don't you're still nice just...
I can go sit at a bar alone, but I'll just sit there. Like people will think I'm leering, just staring off into space.
You're like future JP or hat guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be JP. Sounds like the worst.
But you, why don't you just get yourself a nice fish taco and a large adult beverage?
Yeah, I mean, I could do that. So that eats up about... You're talking about something that eats up about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I've got like 11 hours to kill before I go to bed.
That's kind of... When I went abroad in Spain, there was nobody I knew in the program, and most of the people weren't even Americans. So, like, just about every other night, I would just go out, and they sell beer everywhere, at least in Spain. I think it's, like, most of Europe. So, like, if I saw a movie, I would just get, like, a giant 64-ounce beer. Or if I went to McDonald's, I would get a big 64-ounce beer. And I would just sit around and drink by myself.
Well, yeah, I did that when I went to Greece. It's different here. Because, I mean, like an entertainment capital where, you know, everyone in the county comes out to go out here, all the tourists go out. So they're really crowded, and they're full of, like, people who got really dressed up for their big night on the town.
And then there's
like one thing in Greece where I just sit at a cafe and drink alone for 5 hours. But it's when you're at a place that's, like, chock full of people, it's not as comfortable.
Yeah.
I need an LA bar and grill. That's the only reason I started going to LA bar and grill, because I could go there alone and not feel like the worst.
You're not the only person drinking alone when you come to LA bar and grill. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Great slogan.
It's made for people just to satisfy their alcoholism.
Sick of people but want booze?
Yeah, come to LABG.
Do you want to be around people but not interact with people and get loaded?
Exactly. I haven't found that kind of place yet. All the places are cool and actually want people to come. Whereas I want a place that doesn't want people to come.
That's what you get for living in a happening gas lamp territory.
I know.
I don't know. I'm looking on this map here. It looks like you get like Baltimore's Inner Harbor, but like nicer and bigger.
Yeah.
You have like your stadium. You got your harbor, your warships.
Yeah, it's like Baltimore without any crime, without any misery.
It's like Baltimore without having to be, you know, Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess you can just keep stealing internet and watching Delocated then.
Yeah, that's on the plate. Hey, also, can you go ahead and sign up for our fantasy league? Me and Pagrero actually did a mock draft last together.
That sounds exciting, but I will not be joining fantasy baseball this year.
Fine.
I haven't done fantasy baseball in like 3 years. I have not missed it.
Any of the pals that you know of do fantasy baseball?
Possibly. I mean, there's some baseball fans.
Okay.
Kamel's a big baseball fan.
All right, well, let's try to get him on.
Well, feel free.
But what if I get him to play, you play?
No, I'm still not going to play no matter what the conditions are.
Being a real baby.
I don't really see that way. I just don't.
Being a real little baby Michael.
I mean, if you insist, I just don't want to play fantasy baseball. I don't know why that's such a big deal.
Fine.
Hey, why don't you finish watching Terriers, and then you can literally go to Ocean Beach and follow along in real time.
Yeah, I started it. I need to continue.
Look, I'm looking at Google Maps of Ocean Beach right now.
This is it's like 2-3 miles away.
Yeah, why don't you go there and just head out to the beach, and you could be just like Britt and whatever the other guy's name is, I forget. Look, there's the pier. There's where everything happens.
Yeah, well, I might go do that. Yeah. After eating this Doritos Locos Taco, I'm going to throw my shirt off and walk around the beach.
Yeah. Why don't you impress everyone with the nice belly full of Doritos Taco you just had?
Yeah, maybe I will.
Awesome.
All right, well, we're right at about an hour at this point.
Yeah, sounds good. Everything but the technical problems made this first bi-coastal broadcasting a success.
Yeah, I think overall it was okay. We'll figure out the feedback.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, let's end off with something else on the Spotify charts. This one is called. This one is by a band called Fun. You might remember
it. Must be fun.
It must be fun. You might remember it from being from selling out to a car commercial.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, great episode of Pals Podcast.
Yep. So long, and thanks for listening to the Real Pals.
Yeah.
All right, here goes.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Tonight.